So then she came up to the Taxol slash trastuzumab portion. Mm-hmm. What did you tell her to expect in terms of those two things?
When I talked about the Taxol, I really focused on the myalgias and arthralgias. And I try to explain to patients when they're going to begin and how long they're going to last and what we could do to treat them. I find that...
What do you say specifically?
Specifically, what I say is that the day of your chemotherapy, you'll feel okay. The next day, I find that patients feel good the day after their chemo, and that, I believe, is a result of the steroids they're getting. So they come in the next day, perhaps for their Neulasta. I call them, see how they're doing. They're like, I feel great. I feel terrific. Nothing's going to happen. So I really tell them that they're going to feel great for a day or two, and then about 3 days after their chemotherapy, or 2 to 3 days after their chemotherapy, they're going to start to feel like they got the flu. And that's the way I describe it. Joints are going to hurt. Muscles are going to hurt. They're really going to feel like their body is heavy. We will tell them to often start with just Tylenol, because for some patients that works. Otherwise, if it's not, I have them call me. We'll give them something like Ultram or Darvocet, depending on the severity of the pain. I tell them to expect it to last for about 3 days. After 3 days, they really should start to see an improvement. It may not be completely gone. I give the same speech to everybody, and inevitably, I get a call from someone, my knees are killing me, my hips are killing me, and I just reiterate to them that it is a side effect to the chemotherapy and that it is normal and it will subside.
What else do you tell them about the Taxol?
I say that if they should start to develop any sort of tingling in their fingers or in their toes or even an itchy sensation, some patients describe neuropathy as a feeling of coldness in their hands or their feet, that I want them to tell me about it up front. And as they tell me, if they mention this to me, I sort of try to assess the grade of it. If it's a grade one neuropathy, we try not to, again, dose reduce or dose delay or do anything. If we see it developing more rapidly, because it really does depend on the patient. Some patients can go through 4 cycles of Taxol and not ever experience neuropathy. This patient in particular noted after the first treatment a mild neuropathy in her fingers.
Numbness?
Numbness or tingling. I don't want to say tingling in there.
Tingling. And did she get through the Taxol?
She completed the Taxol, full doses, no dose delays or dose reductions.
And what was sort of the maximal neuropathy that she had?
She really finished with a grade one neuropathy.
Just some tingling?
Some tingling. But she still asks about it. I think neuropathy is another underplayed side effect.
So when you say she still has it,
She still has it. I guess she completed chemotherapy in the end of November. So I see her every 3 weeks for her Herceptin now, and I saw her just yesterday. And she still has a grade one neuropathy. And she asks me, you know, when is it going to get better? And I try to tell them that, in general, the neuropathy will improve and should get better, but it's a slow process. There is a small percentage of patients that have residual neuropathy.